Lounge, 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A federal judge temporarily blocked President Trump's buyout offer to federal employees until at least Monday. ABC's Catherine Folders has more.
The judge's order puts the buyout program on pause at least through Monday, canceling out tonight's deadline for applicants and at least temporarily preventing the administration from moving forward to process those who've already signed up. The White House said more than 40,000 federal workers had already agreed to take the buyout offer, which would see them placed on leave right away, but remain on the federal payroll through the end of September.
2 million workers were told to accept it by midnight or risk being fired. Multiple sources tell ABC News the entire global workforce at USAID will be reduced to fewer than 300 employees, down from roughly 14,000 prior to the Trump administration's shakeup. All but those roughly 300 are expected to be placed on leave tomorrow. Heavy rain in Northern California now being blamed for two deaths in Sonoma County. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin and Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn have introduced bipartisan legislation aimed at strengthening dairy business innovation initiatives. The legislation seeks to help American dairy farms create new products, expand their markets, and modernize their production facilities. The initiatives program has helped hundreds of dairy farmers across the Midwest since its creation in the 2018 Farm Bill. The new legislation would increase the program's annual funding from $20 million to $36 million. State Republicans are criticizing the new election observers rule proposal from the Wisconsin Elections Commission. The proposal is meant to clarify what election observers can and can't do at Wisconsin polling sites. The proposal would allow observers to be within 3 to 8 feet from the tables where voters show their identification, as well as allowing them to move between tables and review non-confidential voter information in poll books. State Republicans say they want a threat of punishment for violation of election observer rules. Rice Lake Fire Department officials say a weekend barn fire caused over $500,000 in damage. According to fire officials, the barn fire on 22nd Street occurred on Saturday afternoon at around 2 p.m. The barn was being used to house livestock and contained hay and feed storage, and it took fire crews until about 7:45 to fully extinguish the blaze. Officials say no people or animals were seriously hurt in the fire and estimate that it caused about $550,000 in damage. The cause remains under investigation. Washburn County officials have announced a new service for veterans in the area. According to a press release, the county has partnered with Fidlar Technologies to create an honor reward system for veterans. Through the program, veterans can sign up to receive an honor rewards card, which will qualify them for discounts and incentives at local participating businesses. They can register for the service online or in person at the Veterans Service Office. Local businesses can also register to participate in the program online. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
More trade deals by the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. We told you about the Bucks trading 33-year-old Chris Middleton to the Wizards for two players, Kyle Kuzma and former UWM star Patrick Baldwin. Today, the Bucks sent Baldwin and some cash to the San Antonio Spurs. That opened up a roster spot for Milwaukee, so they traded third-year man Marjon Beauchamp to the Clippers for Kevin Porter Jr., a 24-year-old point guard. Last night, the Bucks added Jericho Sims, a fourth-year center from the Knicks, for guard DeLon Wright. Meanwhile, the Bucks beat the Hornets last night in Charlotte, 112-102. That ended a four-game losing streak. Afterwards, Brooke Lopez talked about when he learned that the team had traded Chris Middleton.
I wasn't aware of it until Doc mentioned it at film session, so it definitely hit me as a shock. You know, known Chris for a long time now, you know, got to know him personally, so I had to fight from tearing up a little bit, honestly. You know, it was an emotional moment for me.
That's the Bucks' Brooke Lopez. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight with a few flurries and snow showers. Lows of 0 to 5 below, a touch breezy. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, highs close to 20. Snow Friday night and Saturday, several inches possible.
Currently, we're at 8.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like.
Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, 2.5 weeks into the Trump administration, we're going to talk to Randy Manner, retired Major General from the U.S. Army, and get some of his impressions. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you so much for listening. You can be a part. Just simply dial the phone, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC-JESS-PS. Working hard on the board. And my co-host for the day, Earl Ingram. You can check him out on his fine show, 8 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. And every once in a while, we get to hang out, Earl, and it's a pleasure to talk with you, my friend.
Well, you left out my esteemed co-host.
My esteemed. my elder. My elder esteemed, hey, co-host.
mild attempt at humor, mild attempt at humor.
Esteemed indeed, man. Thanks for joining me, Earl. Couple of things in this hour. As we wrapped up in the last hour, we had our conservative friend caller talking about, you know, Donald Trump, and we have some texters about this as well. And I'd like to, who is that? I think it was Kevin, right? And Kevin had texted in, and essentially he said, oh, here we go. He said, it doesn't matter what Trump does. You people, I guess that means me, are so blinded by hate for the guy, it will become a negative in your eyes, said Kevin from McGonagall. And I would say, number one, you're totally wrong, Kevin. Absolutely wrong. Because there's for several reasons of that. Number one, hate. It takes so much energy to hate, man. I don't hate the guy. I don't think I hate anybody. You have to have lots of energy to do that, lots of time to foment. I don't have that. Don't hate the man. I think he's a terrible human being. I wouldn't trust him with my business or with my wife or my daughter. I wouldn't trust him with my car. I wouldn't trust him with anything. And this guy
with
is
my garbage man.
Right. No, man. He is. I mean, so that's not hate. That's just, you know, I think he's a terrible human being. I think he's in over his head. And the other side of that, if something good comes out of this administration, like, what is that? And could I acknowledge that? I think I damn well could. If there is, and I want to be clear on this, if for some reason there is billions of dollars in fraud that is found with this administration's efforts in any program, hell, even the Pentagon, and that's brought to light, and I would hope that if there is fraud and then there is charges, yeah, man, I'm down for that. I don't want people pilfering out of our national treasury, man. You know, I'm okay with that. I think what's going, the way this man is going about governing, quote unquote, the way he's going around about business, I think is totally wrong. It's strong headed. He's trying to prove a point. I think he could do the whole thing without the sideshow. You know, I mean, Biden got 10,000 troops to the border from Mexico without causing a stink. You know what I mean? So I think there are ways that things that can be done. I'm totally fine with, you know, improving processes. Okay, that's fine. But that goes on in business. That goes on in everything. You know, automation, AI, these things are going to make, hopefully, governance and business and life more efficient, generally speaking. But that doesn't mean that I want, as Congresswoman Gwen Moore said, to give the guy, you know, like Elon Musk keys to the servers, man. To what reason? And with no background check as a special government employee, that, again, Congressman Mark Pocan has put forth legislation to strip that whole thing. I'm down with that. But if there is to be some good, if there was some good, I will acknowledge it. But I don't think, if you look at, like, well, inflation was only 1.5% when, you know, Trump was in office, last time Trump was in office. Yeah, the whole world came to a standstill because of a global pandemic. It's weird how that happened. Then pent-up demand, along with additional government spending, made inflation go up. But what was the recourse? If we don't have the influx of government spending, then what? Then people are just losing out on their jobs? So you have no money, or you got to have some money and you pay higher for goods. There's always a give and take. So we can look back and say, well, this happened, but there were other options that Trump or Biden could have taken that would have had different results. And we had not spent the money and caused some of that inflation, not talking about the greedflation, which is a real thing, not talking about supply chain issues, which is a real thing. I'm talking about literally spending the money. If those things did not happen, then we would have had greater unemployment. So there is a trade-off, and folks, you got to remember that. And what was done, the way it was done, was passed by Congress. Two bills, one with some Republican support, the other one with no Republican support, passed by Congress. That's how bills are supposed to work. And the bills that were passed by Donald Trump, hell, man, he sent a lot of that PPP money out, right? That was under Donald Trump. He increased the federal debt by more than anybody. So that's the reality in which we're sitting. I can acknowledge those facts. I'm not saying Donald Trump should not have spent, you know, signed those bills and sent that money out. We needed the stimulus. We needed the money. People weren't working. Those things happen. Let's not forget that. And yeah, there are ramifications. There are repercussions for every single decision being made. And the result of that was higher interest. So if you, Kevin from Aguanago, you think, well, interest, inflation has to go down. Okay. Down to what? Down to 2% of the Fed level. Right now it's about 3%. It's 50% higher than the Fed level. And we already got built in the cost when it went up, you know, 5 or 10%. Well, those costs are there now. How would you suggest your president address that? Because he's not doing that, Kevin. He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's done seems to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something to be positive, something positive out of this administration, you know, God help me, Republicans and MAGA, please edify me. Let me know what it is. And then define for me success in this administration before you start jawboning. Because if you can't do that, just say, well, this is great. Trump's doing great things. Listen, he's trying to rule by fiat, by executive order, because he can't get it done through his own Congress. Tell me that's a sign of strength. Tell me that putting up these fake trade wars with Canada and Mexico, tell me that's strength. You know, strength is, you know, walking quietly and carrying a big stick. Remember that? This guy is all jawboning, and then he backs down. And it's the sycophantal Republicans behind him trying to stand up and support every stupid thing that he comes out of his mouth. That's not strength. I'm sorry, Earl. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it. Do you see any yet?
Well, you know, you don't have to apologize, man. You know, my this is a Dominic Sullivan show. But what I will say to you is, you know, I'm kind of like, you know, I'm an older guy. It's like trying to hold your prostate for a long time. And you know, my powder gets dry real quick. But anyway, man, I would say to Kevin, If what they were looking to do was to find waste and then that benefit the American people, I would be all for it. But you can't dismiss, Kevin and Dominic and the listening audience, that what's behind all of this is at the end of the rainbow is a giant tax cut that needs to be paid for, that he's promising. And so they've got to get the money from somewhere, Dominic. Because guess what? They're going to give the wealthiest people in this nation another big tax cut, come hell or high water. It doesn't matter. That's on the table. That's going to happen. Okay? But they're going to have to pay for it. And so where else can they get it? It's got to come from somewhere. But guess where they'll take it from? They'll take it from the suckers, the taxpayers, the American people. Because those people, as if they need a tax cut, Dominic, you're a billionaire. You know what I mean? Your tax cut may wind up being $1 million or $2 million. You're a billionaire. What do you need it for, man? You know what I mean? They're not going to even see the tax break that they get, even though it's going to be, you know, large for us, for billionaires. $5 million, $10 million, whatever you get is not a big deal, but it destroys the nation. And that's what's at the root of this, man. It destroys and hurts people. And so these are cold, callous people who have no concern for other human beings. They should never be in charge of anything.
Folks, you're listening to the Dom Salvia Show. That's Earl Ingram. He's joining me up until 6 o'clock. You can do so as well, 855-752-4842. Senator Ron Johnson, during the 2017 tax break.
My buddy.
Your man.
My buddy.
Yes. He helped push through this the pass-through change, right? And for like S-Corps and LLCs that were being taxed at different rates, and they wanted to change that. And so when Donald Trump did this the first time, and these are the tax cuts that they want extended right now because they did sunset. When that was going on, Ron Johnson, well, he got in there, man. He's like, hey, you know, my company, we're pass-through. We're going to change this. We should be taxed differently. We want to be taxed on personal. We want to be taxed on a corporate rate instead, I believe was the circumstance. Well, and so he convinced Donald Trump of that. And so they put that in the law, and they signed it, and they had that big party out of the White House, and everyone was hanging out and very happy that they just, you know, gave all these billionaires and rich people, all their donors, a big tax cut. But specifically here in the state of Wisconsin, that tax cut benefited the ABC supply, yeah, Hendrix, yeah. Right? And I think Uline's as well, to the tune of $250 million, I believe, something along those lines in like 1 or 2 years. It was an outrageous amount for already billionaires. Hendrix is like certainly the richest woman in Wisconsin. She's up there nationwide as well. And what happened? Well, when Ron Johnson had to go run for re-election, they gave like $20 million to the different PACs or organizations, whatever the case may be. They gave, I don't know, call it a 10% finder's fee back to Ron Johnson for his campaign.
A love offering.
Straight up, man. Love, yeah, love offering. that's commission, man. So that's what we're dealing with. And Earl, I hear what you're saying. What do they need it for? Well, I can only think of one thing. They would give it all away for just a little bit more.
Yeah. Oh,
come back with us. Got Earl Ingram joining me today. We've got Just PS on the board. A couple more topics. Did you know it is at the National Prayer Breakfast today? Didn't they always do a National Prayer Breakfast? Apparently we have like lots of National Prayer Breakfasts. But anyway, at the National Prayer Breakfast today, Donald Trump said he's going to, I don't know, make it better for white Christian nationalists in this country.
Did he hold up a Bible?
Upside down. Come back with us. When are rich white Christian nationalists going to get a break in this country? Donald Trump has a plan. Come back with us.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on air.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A New Hampshire Senate bill just killed in committee would have moved the state's 4 presidential electoral votes to a winner-by-district system from a winner-take-all. Nebraska, the only state besides Maine which apportions its electoral votes by district, is trying to end it. The National Conference of State Legislatures defines a winner-take-all system as one where the winning candidate's party, no matter the margin of victory, gets all of the electoral votes. Currently in Nebraska, which has 5 electoral votes, and Maine, which has 4, 1 electoral vote is awarded for each congressional district a candidate wins, and the candidate who wins the popular vote statewide gets the rest. New Hampshire is currently a winner-take-all state with 2 congressional districts. SB 11 would have adopted the Nebraska and Maine model, likely in anticipation of gerrymandering a guaranteed GOP congressional district. But February 5th, the Senate Election and Municipal Affairs Committee recommended that it be killed in an upcoming full Senate vote. The AP reports that Nebraska's GOP is irritated that candidates Obama, Biden, and Harris won an electoral vote from Greater Omaha's Congressional District 2. Another legislative attempt to end it appears doomed to fail by filibuster, so state Republicans are preparing a ballot measure instead, hoping the voters will change what the legislature could not. We have links to the local reporting and more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert, the
ear. Right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Yeah, lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
My stomach hurts again tonight, she says. Crashes on the floor, that's what skin on tie. Ties it to a door, and if burns it was a catapult. She didn't need her, she did not want to play the
world. And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Earl Ingram sticking around with me today. You can do so as well, 855-75-CIVIC. Earl, as mentioned, prior to the break, Donald Trump has a plan. He has announced plans today to establish a task force and a presidential commission to protect Christians from religious discrimination.
Amen.
You know, remember when Trump was in last time and he had that Christian nation ban? Remember? Oh, wait, that was a Muslim ban. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's the Christians, man. It's so tough these days. Before I let you go, let's play a little of the sound from Donald Trump, everyone's favorite Christian. I mean, I can't think of anybody more Christ-like than this guy. Let's hear Donald Trump at the prayer breakfast this morning. Cut one, please, Jess.
We have to bring religion back. We have to bring it back much stronger. It's one of the biggest problems that we've had over the last fairly long period of time.
What is he talking about? We're gonna be religion. I mean, my religion's strong. We're gonna back.
No, you're talking with way too much emotion and energy.
Bring it back from where?
From the dead?
I guess.
And religion doesn't denote different religions?
I mean, that seems to be the case, but maybe but listen, there's folks out there that believe their religion is the only righteous, rightful one. That's a thing. Let's hear more, because don't you know he's a changed man?
It changed something in me. I feel
the assassination attempt.
I feel even stronger. I believed in God, but I feel much more strongly about it. Something happened. So thank you.
thank you.
We feel much more strongly. What's your favorite Bible verse? Oh, very private.
It's very,
to me.
Very personal. I can't pick.
Let's hear more from the unifier in chief. Cut three.
It unifies people. It brings people together. Democrats are going to be able to have lunch again and dinner with Republicans.
But what?
Democrats can't have lunch anymore.
I know. You know, eating unless you take the sign of the beast. I mean, I'm not clear exactly what there will be forced unification.
I don't
religion,
understand.
Because I don't get it. Let's. Oh, here's one. Man, this is why I'm so bummed out all the time. Let's hear cut four.
I really believe you can't be happy without religion, without that belief. I really believe it. I just don't see how you can be.
That's why you're always so glum.
Oh, yeah, I know, man. This world is bringing me down. You can't be happy without religion. Is there any particular religion we're talking about?
I think there might be. Let's hear more. Cut number five, please.
I will be creating a brand new presidential commission on religious liberty. It's going to be a very big deal, which will work tirelessly to uphold this most fundamental right.
The most fundamental. Remember, do we mention the Muslim flight ban? Mm. Right, we did. The, how does that work with religious liberty? A couple more from Trump. 855-752-4842. Let's hear what he says about Pam Bondi, the AG.
I'm signing an executive order to make our attorney general, who's a great person, she's going to be a great attorney general, Pam Bondi, the head of a task force brand new to eradicate anti-Christian bias.
When I think of all the ills that plague us, Earl, number one on my list is anti-Christian bias? What?
Huh.
By whom? And what? I mean, I am critical of religion in general. I like to think that I'm critical of all religion, not just Christians, but
you're
all
quite
of it.
Even about
I
it.
I think so. I think so. But the anti-Christian bias? The anti-Christian? Okay, a couple more, Earl. I can see you still, man. Hang on tight. Cut number seven, please.
The mission of this task force will be to immediately halt all forms of anti-Christian targeting and discrimination within the federal government, including at the DOJ, which was absolutely terrible, the IRS, the FBI, terrible, and other agencies.
What other agencies?
Oh, okay, and finally, let's play cut number eight.
The task force will work to fully prosecute anti-Christian violence and vandalism in our society and to move heaven and earth to defend the rights of Christians and religious believers nationwide.
Ooh. Ooh.
Ooh, Mr. Cotta.
Yeah.
Yes.
There was definitely some acts of vandalism against some Christians in Washington, D.C.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's right.
It actually, there was prosecution of it.
Oh, wasn't that
There was.
The Proud Boy.
The Pride Boys.
The Pride Boys. Right. Enrico Tarrio.
That's right.
Was charged and convicted of what?
Vandalizing a black church.
They burned the Black Lives Matter flag.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, he also then got convicted for seditious conspiracy, sentenced to over 20 years in jail, and was subsequently pardoned, full pardon, by Donald Trump. And I saw today the run for office. But I digress. Earl, when are rich, white, Christian nationalists going to catch a break in this country, man?
Well, you know, he's feeding them raw meat. And I don't know how you can listen to a man who just several months back said, I'm not a Christian. Those were his words, not mine.
Correct.
And to say that, you know, what we need is religion back in, it's sacrilegious to me because, well, number one, here's a man. And what this nation supposedly, when it was created, was to open up the door and not pick one religion, but to give people freedoms to pick and choose what religion they wanted to, and there would be no religious persecution.
Right.
Where's that at? Okay. So when he talks about Christianity, I don't know how many denominations of Christianity there is. There's not unanimity in Christian beliefs. Right?
Right.
I mean, there's not.
And of course not.
And to totally dismiss.
Just ask Northern Ireland.
And so to totally dismiss all other religions who are Americans as if what determines who an American is if you're a Christian or not.
Oh, see.
We got some real issues, man.
We do.
That's where this is headed.
Folks, come back with us. More with Earl Ingram Jr., 855-752-4842.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says hospitalizations for the flu during the week of January 19th were the highest weekly total since before the COVID-19 pandemic. According to their data, there were over 600 flu-related hospitalizations that week, the highest total since January of 2018. Wisconsin has seen an increase in respiratory viruses like the flu and RSV this winter. Health officials are reminding residents to get vaccinated if they haven't already and take steps to minimize potential virus exposure during the winter. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection have announced $1 million in grant funding to support farmer-led groups. The funding through the Producer-Led Watershed Protection Grant Program will be split between 49 groups across the state, including some in northwest Wisconsin, like farmers of the Barron County Watersheds and Chippewa Valley Producer-Led Watershed. The funding is meant to help the awarded groups improve the state's soil health and water quality. Snowmobile and winter ATV trails are officially open in Burnett County. According to Burnett County Parks and Forest officials, crews began opening gates and grooming the trails on Thursday to get each one ready for use as quickly as possible. They're also reminding residents that to take advantage of the trails, their vehicles must be registered and licensed, and they must have trail passes. Snowmobile trails will be marked with orange blazers, and winter use ATV trails will be marked with blue blazers. Off-trail use will not be allowed. The driver of a motorcycle accused of evading capture during a high-speed chase in Barron County has entered a not guilty plea. According to court documents, 22-year-old Logan Olson of Rice Lake was charged with fleeing an officer, recklessly endangering safety, and bail jumping following the October chase. Barron County authorities say they were forced to call off their pursuit when Olson allegedly drove the motorcycle onto a pedestrian trail near the Highway O overpass of the Red Cedar River. Olson is facing up to 10 years in prison. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Connor Krieger. Well, the big game is this Sunday, and with that comes funny, maybe outdated, and sometimes horrible commercials. A few brands have already rolled out their commercials, like Pringles, who features Adam Brody, that centers on the fear of running out of Pringles. Michelob Ultra takes us to pickleball, where Willem Dafoe and Catherine O'Hara compete as a team for a glass of Ultra. Catch the commercials and maybe Travis Kelce proposing to Taylor Swift after the Super Bowl. Catch it this Sunday at 5:30 p.m. If you're looking to hit the theaters or stay in, here are a couple movies that are releasing this week. Renner, starring Marcia Gay Harden and Frankie Muniz, is about a computer genius that invents an AI life coach to help him find love. But things change when he accidentally programmed his mother into the code. Kinda Pregnant stars Amy Schumer as Lainey. As her plans to settle down and start a family fall apart, she puts a fake baby bump and tells a lie and accidentally falls for her dream guy. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight with a few flurries and snow showers. Lows of 0 to 5 below, a touch breezy. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds. Highs close to 20. Snow Friday night and Saturday, several inches possible.
Currently, we're at 8.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Thomas Crapper Day, the guy that invented the toilet, and that's why they call it the crapper. This guy created a legendary device, the turlet,
yep.
And we rewarded him by naming said turds after this guy's last name. That wasn't the case for Phil Orgasm. That didn't stick. But for whatever reason, Tom Crapper, this is your day. Rejoice. We'll all have one in your honor.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us for a Super Bowl preview party with Brady Ewing and Mike Clemens, and also Peter Rapine gives us a humorous look at the week in review. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
We're in the fight of our lives. We came from the bottom. There's no keeping us down. We're in the fight of our lives. We won't be forgotten. Do you hear us now? So cut our tongues from our throats. Drain my blood, break my bones. United to
show. And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Jess P.S. working hard on the board and the lines. You can join as well, 855-75-CIVIC. Earl Ingram joining me up until the 6 o'clock hour. You can check his show out right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, 8 to 10 a.m. Monday. Show this morning, Earl. Thank you for that. One of the other issues we want to talk to now that we get past the Donald Trump's going to make sure that the Christians in this country are not get rid of the anti-Christian bias, because that's the big problem. And I would say this, perhaps there are, because I'm critical, right? I'm critical of all religions, and Christians are not, you know, don't get a pass. And I just kind of think out loud, Earl, when people push back. You talk about religious freedom. Well, my religious freedom is not believing in any of it. And I have the same right to my non-belief as anyone to their belief. You know, and I have friends and family members that are very religious, and most of them don't want a national religion. They kind of get it. You know, they understand they want, you know, their religion in their life and how they practice publicly or privately and all that. They're down with, but they don't want any. And I've had specific conversations with very religious family members and friends that don't want a national religion, some sort of this is how it is from the government. That's not how it works. People don't want that. And in fact, they recognize that their religion is their religion and everyone else has the same right to theirs, belief or non-belief. Most people that I know, I kind of think along those terms. Most people that I know believe that I have the right, as I certainly do, of my non-belief, as they have the right of their belief. So Donald Trump addressing an issue that I don't think is actually an issue whatsoever. As you said, Earl, you know, meat to the crew, but we have other things to worry about, in my humble opinion. But here's one, Earl, and this is why credibility matters. This is why when I hear things from this administration, the first thing I say is BS. You know, I just think it's easier. My first reaction, what is my first reaction? It's always no, right? And
always.
And then when I read something, especially coming from this administration, I'm like, oh, BS. It's a natural thing, and it saves me a lot of time, although my no's usually end up being yeses. So Donald Trump was freaking out, according to the Raw story, as part of a very active morning on True Social. Oh, is that what it was? He was sitting on the pot tweeting out, I'm sure. He launched a fierce attack against USAID in an all-caps rant that kicked off with a major misspelling. Okay, and here's the all-caps, and I'll see if... Looks like billions of dollars have been stolen. S-T-O-L-L-E-N.
Isn't that like a dessert?
Stolen. Stolen at USAID and other agencies, much of it going to the fake news media as a quote-unquote payoff for creating good stories about the Democrats. The left-wing rag known as Politico seems to have received $8 million. And he goes on to the New York Times, you know, surmising, wondering out loud, what happened? Who else is getting paid to write good stories about the Dems? I mean, so Politico literally took the time today to respond to the old man who was tweeting out all caps this morning. From Politico, a note to our readers from the CEO, goalie Sheikh Halslami, editor-in-chief John Harris. Politico has been the subject of debate on X this week. Some of it has been misinformed. Some of it has been flat-out false. Let's set the record straight. Politico is a privately owned company. We have never received any government funding, no subsidies, no grants, no handouts, not one dime ever in 18 years. Millions of people around the world read our journalism on politico.com, politico.eu, and in newsletters. It is supported by advertising and sponsorships. Politico Pro is different. It is a professional subscription service used by companies, organizations, and yes, some government agencies. They subscribe because it makes them better at their jobs, helping them track policy, legislation, and regulations in real time with news, intelligence, and a suite of data products. At its core, Political Pro is about transparency and accountability, shining a light on the work of the agencies, regulators, and policymakers throughout our vast federal government. Businesses and entities within the government find it useful as they navigate the chaotic regulatory and legislative landscape. It's that simple. Most Political Pro subscribers are in the private sector. They come from across the ideological spectrum and subscribe for one reason: value. And 90% renew every year because they rely on our reporting, data, and insights. Government agencies that subscribe do so through standard public procurement processes, just like any other tool they buy to work smarter and more efficient. This is not funding. It is a transaction. Just as the government buys research, equipment, software, and industry reports, some online voices are deliberately spreading falsehoods. Let's be clear. Political has no financial dependence on the government and no hidden agenda. We cover politics and policy. That's our job. We are so proud of our journalists and so proud of the connection we have with you, our readers. We stand by our work, our values, and our commitment to transparency, accountability, and efficiency, the same principles that drive great journalism and great business. Now, back to work from Political's CEO and editor-in-chief. Whereas the president this morning was out truthy socialing that they were stealing $8 million from USAID. Earl, do you wonder why the man has no credibility with me?
Well, you know, Dominic, I have a subscription to Political. I have a subscription to the National Review. I have a subscription to the Wall Street Journal. I have a subscription to many different news outlets. And so here's the thing. Donald Trump can say whatever he wants to say. It doesn't matter if there's any truth. You know, why should there be any truth at all? He doesn't have to. I've never seen the person in my life, Dominic. It used to be that if you told a lie, it was something you wanted to cover up. You wouldn't tell the lie in front of everybody. The lie you wanted to keep in dark recesses and in the dark, so people would not know. You didn't want people to find out that you were lying. Look, I didn't fall down out of, if you believe in heaven, that's not where I came from. If you believe heaven is in the sky, for those of you who believe that, I didn't fall down from there. I've lied in my life.
Right.
What human being hasn't? But I didn't want people to know I was lying. Here's a man who comes before the world and he knows that he's lying, and he's proud of it. Man, that's the thing that I would ask those who believe in him. We've told our children, don't tell a lie. We've taught most people, I don't know how many people tell their children it's all right to lie, but here's the man, the most powerful man in the world, and he can't help it. Everything out of his mouth is a lie. And then when it's proven to be a lie, he doesn't say, oh, well, you got me. Oh, my bad. He just continues to lie, man. What can you say about a person like that?
What can you say about the people who support him that accept that behavior? You know what I mean? You know, and that's why the credibility thing I talk about character and credibility, and God, I sound like my old man when I was growing up. He talked about those things, you know? And you know, right, Earl, we all fail in some way at some time, you know, no doubt about it, man. And we all
including Donald Trump.
I mean, hey, easy now. But
But it is, it's continual, and it's right out front. And I just don't, you know, if it were, you know, if you and I, Earl, were sitting here and this, and we had a relationship like this, and I lied to you all the time about everything, and maybe once in a while,
be hanging around.
No, hell no, right? Around. No, absolutely not. So you, as I grew up and my parents taught me, you know, number one, you represent this family. What do you mean I do? This sounds like a lot of responsibility I don't want. And number two, you are, you know, who you hang out with. You are, that is who you become. You're right. Good, bad, or indifferent. You are judged by the people you hang out with. You can be influenced by those folks. Hey, if all your friends jump off a bridge, you're going to do it too. Right. That kind of thing. These are, you know, the basis of where I come from these days, character. And I can't, again, yes. Character matters. Why does it matter? Because when you have a guy like Donald Trump in there, or, you know, pick your lunatic liar, you can't believe what they tell you. You can't believe what they tell you. And maybe sometimes, as Kevin from one of our callers, Kevin McGuanago. Yes, thank you. He does something good. You're never going to admit it. You're blind by the hate, which is not true. But how would I know if he was telling the truth, Earl? I mean, I can't. I cannot. Because my defense mechanism for, you know, sanity is to dismiss everything he says until it is proven beyond a doubt. Beyond a doubt.
It's a horrible thing that I believe people at face value. You can't live life and thinking that every time somebody's talking to you that they're lying. And so you have to trust and believe in people until they put you in a situation. You got to think of the best in people. I like you, man. I don't hate anybody in the world. I don't waste my time hating somebody. Hate destroys the hater. So when you're sitting around hating somebody, imagine sitting around hating somebody, Dominic, and that person that you're hating is out having a good time. Hey, you know, Dominic, I can't. I'm sitting at home. Dominic is out having a few, you know, and smiling, having a good time, and I'm hating Dominic. What kind of insanity is that, man?
Right.
Even with Donald Trump, man, if there's anybody that I would hate, if I did hate somebody, he would be a person that would almost lead me to want to do that, but I'm not going to destroy myself.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to change that man. But it is amazing to me that people who continue to support him in the face of what they know is wickedness. Right?
Right.
They know that, man. I get cats who call, man, and they say the same thing. They're supporting Donald Trump all the way, come hell or high water, it doesn't matter, you know. And then that man who's, I don't think, well, he's probably been in a church or two, but, you know, if you looked into a dictionary or an encyclopedia and there was a picture of, fictitious picture of who the devil would look like, wouldn't he, if you could figure in your mind who the devil, he kind of would resemble him.
You know, and the makeup jobs these days, they're getting worse. Kevin says, talking about lying, your Democrat Party lied to you about Biden's decline, but no one wants to admit it. You know, like I said, Kevin, I'd have voted for him if it was Weekend at Bernie's. And certainly those folks around him, his immediate circle, I would say they were not forthcoming in the circumstance. But I'm sorry, Kevin from Iguanago and all my Republican and MAGA friends who are texting the hell out of me right now. You don't get to have a say in this because you support one of the biggest liar POSs there is, man. Period. Full stop. And so forgive me, just like Representative Gwen Moore bum rushing the speaker's office. You know, you don't get to have any say about that either because you guys attacked the Capitol. You see how this works? You lost your credibility when you support somebody who acts like that. So now it's on every single one of you all the time. So if and when things get bad or things get worse or do not improve the way you think they should, you have yourself to blame for that because you support a guy who can't stop lying. And come on. And for the record, I want to just throw this before we go to break. The opposite of love is not hate. It's apathy. And I'm not apathetic. I'm very passionate about all of this. Folks, come back with us. One final segment. You know what you got to do? You know how we roll around here. Tell us something good. We'll end on a positive note. 855-752-4842. Come back with us.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, civic media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6th rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
And thank you for listening to the Dom Salvia Show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up on the lines right now, 855-752-4842. No, we like to do this thing at the end of the show, wrapping it up with something good and on a positive note. Brian from Milwaukee, he texted and said, I had a job interview today. Smiley face. Yeah, man. Way to go, Brian. I hope you get the job if you want it. Appreciate you playing along. 855-75-CIVIC. Earl, you got anything you wanna share? Anything good you wanna, you know, lift up the audience with today?
Yeah, man. I was earlier this afternoon. I was at Milwaukee Public Schools school board, and three great, you know, candidates for the next superintendent of Milwaukee Public Schools were there, and it is good to see that there are no saviors, but there certainly were some people who I was very impressed with, who seemed to have a great understanding of what it's going to take to turn around a district that has been flailing and suffering for a long time. So I'm excited that they picked three people who are worthy of, you know, taking on the Titanic.
Yeah.
And I'm hopeful, man. So yeah, that's what I'm excited about.
Right on. Earl Ingram telling us something good. Eric from South Owasa, he says, on a positive note, the FBI and CIA
will be weakened to the point of incompetence that we live in the Red Dawn and we can say, ha ha, told you so. Red Dawn, come on, man. I remember that movie. I don't want to live that. The Russians came and attacked us, man. That was terrible. That was frightening. Wolverines! 855-75-CIVIC. How about you, Jess? You got anything? This is all your idea, girl. You got anything good you want to share?
I do have something all good. All right. Last night, my husband was recording some music with his band, and I was just able to listen to it upstairs, and it was really lovely because the world's kind of crazy, and taking a little bit of time to make music,
yeah,
that's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
That's awesome.
You got something good?
I do. We got a caller, and I'll share. I got a couple. Let's get to Charles from Milwaukee. You can be like Charles, 855-752-4842. Welcome, Charles. What do you got for us?
Hey, good afternoon, everyone. So first of all, Dom, that your number was wrong. It's not 50,000 for 50 million. He bumped it up to 100 million.
Oh, wow.
100?
So yeah, all it's 100 million. He said it the other day, yes. And my good thing is today they finally announced where the Transplant Games of America will be held for 2026, Denver, Colorado. So pretty exciting news in the transplant world if you participate in the Transplant Games.
What? Tell me more about that, Charles. I'm not familiar.
I'm a board member with Team Wisconsin, and it's like the Olympics for transplant recipients. So it's living donors, donor families, and recipients. And so they have everything from ballroom dancing to Lyrics for Life, if you can sing, basketball, track and field, swimming, tennis, pickleball, cornhole. So, it's pretty cool. It's just like the Olympics. They have a opening ceremony, and they light a cauldron.
Fantastic.
So actually announced. Yeah, where the 26 games will be. So pretty exciting.
Oh, awesome, Charles. Thank you for sharing.
Hey, Charles, before you go, man,
yeah,
call me tomorrow. I want to talk to you about that.
Okay.
Yeah, well, tune in, Earl. Thank you, Charles. Or you can listen to Earl tomorrow, Monday through Friday. In fact, 8 to 10 a.m. Thank you, Charles, for that. What a wonderful thing. I didn't even know
that's beautiful.
And you know, folks, be a donor. You know, I mean, when you're dead and gone,
yeah. You ain't gonna be using it.
It doesn't matter.
Hey, Dominic, I'm a donor. I don't understand why people aren't.
Exactly. Right? So yes, and folks, that's great. Thank you, Charles, for that. 855-752-4842. Troy from Mount Horeb, he says something good. Good luck, Brian. Well, Brian texted and said he got a job interview, so that's good. We'd love to hear that. Andrew from Maine, he chimes in. Something good? An extra 2 hours of Jess. Powerfully sassy today. And working through my first week at a new job. Well done, sir. And they keep inviting me back.
Hell yeah, right. Andrew.
They didn't change the locks on you, Andrew. That's a good start. Mark from the SAC, since we all start as female in the womb, doesn't that make us all trans? Says Mark from the SAC. I mean, maybe we didn't even get to that topic
we
today.
We didn't.
But we'll save that.
All
okay.
Right, Dom, tell us something good.
All right. Couple things. Number one, good thing. I am taking tomorrow off. It's good for me. But let me tell you why it's good for you. Because James Santel, former U.S. Attorney, host of Amicus, a law review, broadcast here on the Civic Media Radio Network on Saturdays from 9 to 11 a.m., he is going to slide in to this chair, and you will be with him tomorrow. So that is great news for you, and it's good news for me because I got a day off. And the other thing, I don't know if you folks know this, I'm kind of an athlete. I think I'm an athlete. And I've been struggling with this like tennis elbow in both my arms. I don't know if it's from the working out or the typing and all that. So I went yesterday, and I got needled. I don't know if you know this. It's like basically taking like a little thin needles.
Like acupuncture needles.
Yep. And you stick them into the muscles and the tendons in the area, and you try to get them to trigger and get some blood flow and some healing. And I've been struggling for like a year with this thing. I'm working out, stretching, not working out. And I went in and saw Dr. Steph yesterday, and I'm already several 25% better. I mean, I'm feeling going to keep on doing it, keep the maintenance, keep it working out. So, yeah, man, I'm slowly feeling a little bit, got some strength back in my hands, feeling young again. Hey, I want to thank Earl Ingram. Thank you so much, my man. You can check his show out tomorrow at 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you, Jess. And for an extra 2 hours of destiny, all you Civic Media listeners, you are lucky. Now, stick around. Pete Schwab with Nightlight is coming up next. I will see you folks on the radio on Monday. Have a great weekend.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Max Inc. has a super show this weekend. Join us as we welcome The Flavor That Kills, Rob Dees and the Steepwater Band. Plus, we'll talk weather with Rippyology. Saturday and Sunday evening at 6, it's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Thomas Crapper Day, the guy that invented the toilet, and that's why they call it the crapper. This guy created a legendary device, the turlet,
yep.
And we rewarded him by naming said turds after this guy's last name. That wasn't the case for Phil Orgasm. That didn't stick. But for whatever reason, Tom Crapper, this is your day. Rejoice. We'll all have one in your honor.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. ICE agents are ramping up immigration raids in cities and communities across the country. President Trump's border czar, Tom Homan, in an interview with ABC News, says out of 14,000 arrests so far, roughly 76% were criminals, he says, targeted under the deportation policy.
Where the collateral arrests happen when we're looking for the bad guy, and we find others with them. And we have told ICE officers they're going to enforce the law.
The midnight deadline for federal workers to accept a buyout or risk being fired has now been extended until at least Monday. A federal judge issued that temporary block to hear arguments in the case. A dozen states say they will file a lawsuit challenging President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, headed by Elon Musk. That suit aimed at limiting Musk's access to government payment systems and personal data. Utility company Southern California Edison stated in a report to regulators its equipment may have sparked last month's Hearst fire in L.A. County. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly.